did what? My hand?
It all swollen up. Okay. It hurts or...
Okay. You say, if a bee stings you, your hand will...
Swell.
Okay. You say, so a bee stung me in my hand...
It is swollen from that.
Or... Okay, I'm thinking of another word. It's the same word. Okay, you say, yesterday the bee stung me, and yesterday my hand did what?
It was all swelled up, or it's an infection, or
yeah.
I don't...
Would you say it swelled up, or it swelled...
It is swollen this morning,
okay.
Or tonight. See how it's swollen, I would say.
Okay, but just using the past tense of the word.
It swelled up.
Okay. When you get a...
That isn't right.
Okay. When you get a blister, you know, the liquid that forms under the skin? You know, or a blister. What do you call that? You know, if you have a blister... And you take a pin or something and prick it and open it. The liquid that drains out, you call that the...
Fluid that was gathered there.
Okay, you just call it fluid or...
Well, that's what... I wouldn't know what else to call it. It is something that has, from the swelling, has caused that fluid and it has to come out.
Okay, say if somebody got shot or stabbed, you say you'd get a doctor to look at the, what?
At the bruise or whatever.
Yeah, or another word you'd use for that. So if a bullet went through your arm, you'd say that you have a bullet.
Wound.
Okay. And if a wound doesn't heal back right, and sometimes it's got to be cut out or burned out, you call that?
Well,
You know what I mean? It doesn't heal right. And
there's an infection there that causes that not to heal, but...
It's got this sort of white granular substance around the edge, and you've got to cut it out or burn it out. It's some kind of flesh.
Proud flesh.
What's
that? That's what they call it, proud flesh that's formed there.
Okay. And if you get a little cut on your finger, you might put this brown liquid that stings on it. You know?
Yeah, now let's see what it says. I don't recall right now. Infection, it's an infection you get.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about the stuff that you'd put on it.
Oh, back in those olden days, it's turpentine or something like that.
Yeah.
My mother would use those old-fashioned remedies. Now we have various other medicines that we use.
What about that brown medicine that stings?
Iodine.
Okay. And this is a white, bitter powder. It used to come in capsules, and they'd take it for a cold.
Well, we used to take it.
Yeah, real bitter.
Well, that wouldn't be quinine, would it?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you take that for anything else?
Well, those old-fashioned remedies I've all forgotten. I've been so well and everything.
Yeah.
They give you different now treatments and all.
Yeah. Okay, you say if a man was shot and didn't recover, you'd say that he didn't live. You'd say
he died.
Okay. Any nicer ways of saying that?
Well, he passed away, or he, he died.
Okay. Any crude ways of saying that? I mean, not that, like you'd say, oh, I'm glad that old skin flint finally...
Went away, or died, or...
Okay, any crude ways of saying that? I gave her a kick the...